Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for it all.
Good, bad, the ugly, great, and small.
Good, bad, ugly, the great, and the small.
And when I fall,
you've been there for
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall.
Still standing. Do it all.
I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears.
Yes.
You've been good to me down throughout the years.
Yes, sir.
Still standing. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. Everything I survived, it's all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. And you know what? I'm still going to trust him. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful on this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm thankful, brothers and sisters. I'm thankful that God is still healing. I'm thankful that God kept my friend, Pastor Bear, from all hurt, harm, and danger. I'm thankful that I was able to see my granddaughter graduate highest in her class. I'm thankful today. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to start this off with a thankful prayer. And those that get your scriptures and stuff together, because this is Thankful Thursday. And Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says in everything, give thanks. I want to thank you for it all, Father God. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. I thank you, Father God, for when I was stupid and didn't know it, because you was able to show me that I could be smart in your word, Father God. I thank you for that. I acknowledge that. I thank you, Father God, that things does work in my favor. I thank you, Father God, I have because I ask. Hallelujah. I praise you, Father God, that I'm everything your word declared that I am. I am wonderfully made, Father God, because I'm a member of the body of Christ. I praise you for it. I thank you, Father God, that your word declared in 2 Peter 1:4 that I am a partaker of divine nature. I thank you that you let us be part of this divine nature. Otherwise, it couldn't happen without Christ dying and resurrecting. He had to rise, Father God. If he had just died, he'd been like anybody else. But he got up, and when he got up, we were able to become new creature. And your word declared in Ephesians 2:10 that we're part of your workmanship created in Christ Jesus in that spiritual realm. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for those that were here, your word, and become part of this image, this spiritual image, your sons and your daughters, Father God, who you decreed and declared that that's who they are. And that's what they are. I thank you, Father God, that we have truth. Hallelujah. Woo! I thank you for truth. Because it's truth that let me know that we are the temple according to 1 Corinthians 3:16. I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that according to 1 Corinthians 6:19, that we are the temple. We're the temple. I'm not confused any longer. I'm the temple. My brothers and sisters that believe in truth are the temple. Those that don't believe in it, they're not the temple. So I thank you, Father God, you have reconciled us and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Woo, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for it. I thank you that you chose us. I thank you, Father God, you chose us. I thank you, you chose a servant like Evangelist Renee, who would be willing to stand on that word and declare her healing in the midst of troubles, in the midst of doubt. She stood on it. I thank you for that, Father God. I was able to see that. I was able to know that Philippians 4:13 is real, that we can do all things in Christ. That's real, Father God. I thank you that we've become overcomers. Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we were able to die to the flesh and live unto the spirit. Hallelujah. I praise you, Father God. I thank you for the couple that I'm going to officiate their marriage over this weekend. I thank you for them. I pray for them right now, Father God. I put them before you. Let their hearts already become one. Not wait till they do their vows. Father God, let it have already taken place. That all I'm going to do is just go through the motion because it's already done. Thank you, Father God, that you made us a living stone and we being built up into a holy nation, to a royal priesthood, because we died to the flesh. And I pray that this couple, Father God, they will die to the flesh and they will live in Christ going forward. I thank you for it. I thank you that they will depend on your word and on your Holy Spirit. I ask these and I put myself in agreement with anybody, Father God, that want to believe according to your word, that have decreed that they are walking in the Spirit, that they are the light of the Spirit. Anyone, Father God, who have been free from the enemy and declared that they are children of God, I thank you for it, Father God. Right now, I command angels to stay around them as they be healed, as they be brought forth from whatever sickness, disease, mentally, whatever, that they're being brought forth, Father God, and continue to be that refuge for them. Hide them in your arm, Father God, that they'll not see the flesh. All they'll see is healing. They'll see deliverance. I put myself in agreement with them, Father God, because they'll know that you've been, they've been forgiven of that iniquity. I thank you. These and all blessings. Blessed, continue to bless this broadcast, Father God. I just want to thank you for it, because I know you do, because it ain't us. It has to be you. So I thank you for it and decree it and declare it right now that you are Lord over this broadcast. We ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sake, we do pray. And everybody agree with this prayer. They said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, praise we're going to open up the broadcast for anyone that want to have a thankful for a scripture, for the word, or especially for the word. That's why we do this on Thursday. Because we know y'all thankful for all this other stuff. But, boy, it's so important to be thankful for that word. Because that you being thankful for what God is in you doing. See? That's what's happening. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. Thanking God for the word. Thank you, Pastor, for the song and the prayer. Amen. We are thankful today.
Okay.
The scripture I like to share is coming from Ephesians, the third chapter, and verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And I'm just going to read it again, then I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible. But it says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled, thank you, Lord, with all the fullness of God. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, my response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who parceled out all heaven and earth. I ask him to strengthen you by his, as you open the door and invite him in. I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth, test its length, plumb the depth, rise to the height, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. Amen, amen. So I'm so thankful for this scripture because it talks about the love. It says to know the love of Christ, knowledge. So we have to have that knowledge of his love that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. So when we have all that, then we can be filled with the fullness of God. Amen, amen.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. pastor.
God bless.
Sure now.
Amen, amen.
Remember, brothers and sisters, we have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. So what she just read is knowledge. That's after the image of him that created us into his own image, after his own likeness. See, the first spirit you had, forget the flesh, the first spirit you have was not God's image. You only get that image. Woo! You only get that image by being in Christ. That's the real image.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anyone else want to thank God on Thankful Thursday?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
You better rejoice
and be glad in it.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm
going to read a little bit of Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Mm-hmm. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. I like that. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That's an awesome thing, I think. And I just want to thank him for all his many blessings, for the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. Just thank him that he allows me to be here and experience the things. I don't want it to be good or to be bad all the time. And he knows. He's going to give me a mixture. And that's what he does. To see if I'm going to hold on to my faith. Yes, I am.
All right.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Because y'all know Pastor read it out the Messenger Bible in a heartbeat.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Anyone else?
Go ahead, Pastor. Amen. From the Message Bible. Oops, I'm in the wrong chapter, but hold on. Okay. First, this God created the heavens and the earth. All you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's Spirit brewed like a bird above the watery abyss. Amen. Praise God, praise God.
Anyone else?
It was nothingness, bottomless, emptiness, inky blackness. But then it said, God's Spirit brewed like a bird above the watery abyss. That reminds me of the birds when they flying over their nest, like the crows. Now, when the hawks come around, and they're going to let somebody else say something, but when the hawks come around, I can't see where the crow's nest be. But them crows will come and they will attack that hawk. They will keep that hawk away from their young. And that hawk got to go. He can't stay there. So when you see, think about brood, how the Spirit of God just hovered over, just brood over this earth, this bottomless nothingness, But then he spoke everything into existence. Oh, thank God, thank God. Thank God, thank God. He said, God spoke light, and light appeared. God saw that light was good and separated light from dark. God named the light day, and he named the dark night. And it was evening. It was morning, day one. Boy, we serve an awesome God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? That was an interesting scripture she read today, because it's so complex, but yet you have to accept God's version of creation. A man have discovered the big hole somewhere 40 million light years away, and that's the black hole they keep talking about on the news here lately. But brother and sister, I want to tell you right now, I don't care what you find, the word of God here just covered it. In the very beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So everything you find, it's already been done. God did it. So you ain't got to try to discover who did it, how it came. God did it.
Amen, amen.
So that was a real interesting scripture. She talked, because they right now, they trying to say, well, we'll look at this here, this black hole, and we'll discover what the creation. No, man, it's right here in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So it's either in the heavens or it's in the earth. And if it's so, God created. And I know sometimes we wonder our world came about. I get that. But we don't have to look no farther than the word of God, because we can find the answer. God created the earth and everything in it, and made man like himself. Although we may not understand the complex of just how he did it, but he did it. It's real clear to me that God did create all life. It shows not only God's authority over the humanity and over the world, God created this stuff. So we won't get deep today, but I just want you all to know, don't let people bamboozle you with scientific facts. Listen, brothers and sisters, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, when you get outside the heavens and outside the earth, come talk to me.
All right now.
But right now, this is very important to me. Hey, the word of God. If you get outside of the word of God, and let me tell you this. Not only does the Bible tells us that the world was created by God, more important, it tells us who God is. Mm-hmm. It reveals God's personal, his personality, who he is and what he came from. And I mean, you get to talking about the characteristics of God and what he's like and his unlimited wealth and wisdom. No reason James declare, I think it's James, James 3, 17, 18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. So get the pure wisdom. Get the pure wisdom, how things came about.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to be thankful for a scripture or something? But I want you to get the pure wisdom first. Don't play around with this, brothers and sisters. See, when you get that wisdom, you have the ability to discern the inter qualities, the qualities that bring forth facts. When you get that insight, that's what wisdom is, really, just getting the insight. It's more than just a concept. It's more than a bunch of crumbling up words that is being produced that we learned and then we decided that it was knowledge. Brothers and sisters, and all you're getting, get understanding, get God's wisdom, get God's knowledge. See it from God's perspective. And I got this thing now where I want to see it from the eyes of God. Pretty much because of that scripture that Pastor read. If y'all really heard what she said in that scripture, let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, God wants us to have the knowledge. And he wants us to have peace with it.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Amen.
Just like God wants us to be full of mercy. He wants us to bear good fruit.
Yes, amen.
God wants us to operate in righteousness. Matter of fact, I learned, and I'm learning, and I'm pressing, but God said, you know what? I want y'all to be peacemakers. Find a way to make peace.
Yes.
The enemy don't want you to find a way to make peace.
Right. Amen.
So going forward, my prayer is, and y'all praying for me, pray to God, show me the way to do it through peace. That I'll do it the way he does it. I want to do it his way.
Yeah.
That's important to me. It's really important.
Amen. Praise God.
Anyone else?
Pastor.
Oh, go ahead, Pastor.
The scripture you praise God. James 3:17-18 from the Message Bible. It says, real wisdom, God's wisdom, begin with a holy life and is characterized by getting along with others. It's a gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings, not hot one day and cold the next, not two-faced. You can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoys its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. Amen.
Amen.
So that was James 3:17-18.
Mm-hmm. See, everybody that claimed to be wise, who and they want to tell you how the earth was created, the world, and they found this, just find peace and simply tell them that, hey, it was the word of God. Because they just claim to be wise.
Yes.
And James said, but they're foolish. True wisdom can be misunderstood by the depth of a person's character. Just as you can identify a tree by the, you can identify the tree by the type of fruit produced. You can identify the kind of wisdom if it's predicated on the word of God or if it's just foolish. But until you get in the word and discover all of this wisdom that God offers, you just keep walking in a foolish realm. Everybody don't get it. See, the world, and they just love saying things, doing things. But God's looking for a peacemaker. That's what Matthew 5:9 says. He's looking for a peacemaker. Ask yourself today, am I going to be a peacemaker? Now, you better be careful, because you may have to be a peacemaker with some enemies that you have, because they're no longer your enemy.
All right, say that.
You just made peace. Remember, God. See, God is in peace with everybody, because God is a peacemaker. When he gave Christ his only begotten son, that was his offering. See, and when you're a peacemaker, you offer something. Preach, I'm trying to do the best I can. See, I want y'all to know, when you're serious about being a peacemaker, you bring something to make peace with. So if you got some exorcists out there, I always like to say that, those exorcists, them ex you have, make peace with them. I ain't saying you gotta be around them every day. I ain't saying you gotta be in their face. I'm talking about your daddy, your baby daddy, and your baby mama, and make peace with them.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying you gotta give them a bunch of roses. I'm not even saying you gotta give them one rose, but just make peace.
Amen.
Make peace with them. You got family members. You got children. I know folks right now, y'all may not believe this, but they got children right now. They're not in peace with them. The daddy's talking about the children more than the children talking about the daddy. And there's some mamas out there, too. Them pick sides. Which child is right? They all, make peace with them all.
Amen.
Give them the God kind of peace. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, you're no hypocrite. You're no one. See, somebody real, you can tell the fruit of righteousness is on their life or not, because they want to do the right thing.
Yes, yes. They
are so peace. People talking about sowing seed, sow peace. And the only person can sow peace is the person that's at peace. And the only people at peace is people who that make peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thankful for his word. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Y'all don't know, this thing is up in me right now. It's just, this preaching thing is in me. Yeah.
Thankful Thursday.
And I'm just thankful.
I'm thankful for your prayers. I'm thankful for the word of God. I'm thankful. Amen.
And this stuff is real simple, too. But look at it like this. Do you think a bird can produce a snake? Seriously.
No.
All right. No. So do you think, now I can take you to the scripture and show you this stuff, but I mean, do you think an elephant is going to produce a lion? No.
No.
So you can't produce peace unless peace is in you. That's the only way it works, brothers and sisters. Everything has to yield of its own kind.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor talking about that crow. I just learned this today. That in that little birdhouse in there was some blue eggs. They look blue. So someone attacked that birdhouse because it tore it down. I don't know why it got mad and tore it down, but it tore it down. I don't know why it happened. I'm not into that. I just want to make one thing. I know whatever attack that couldn't get up in it, that's number one. And number two, they might have been angry because they didn't have what they was up in there. I mean, there's a whole lot of scenarios, but here's the real scenario. It was of a different kind. So you got some people, they can't make peace. They don't know how to make peace. They're not peacemakers. You know why? Because they don't have God's righteousness sown in them. That peace comes with God's righteousness. And you go, okay, I'm cool. You know, I'm cool. I don't even want to go around there. My children ask me, Daddy, why did you leave the graduation party so early? Because I'm a peacemaker. I'm going to keep peace. If I stayed around there and dealt with some of that, what the Lord already showed me, he said, you get on to the house, son. You got an hour and 10-minute drive. You get on to the house.
Praise God.
And then
praise
after
God.
I got on the road, God said, uh-huh, see, I want you to be a peacemaker. You stayed there. You've been trying to choose what side, who was right. No, I want you to make peace. That's what Solomon did, brothers and sisters. He made peace. You got to find a way to make peace. They won't come out. Oh, that's my, y'all know that story. This is my baby. Lady said, no, it's my baby. So I'm talking, I'll tell you what. See, this wisdom here, he says, I'll tell you what you do.
Yeah.
Get that. We're going to just cut this baby in half and get you half and get you half because we want to make peace here. And that real mom said, no, don't do that. Just give it to her.
Right.
She's child alive. Make peace with her. So listen, brothers, sometimes you got to do stuff to make peace. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you, somebody on this broadcast today, God said, go and make peace. And you know who your enemy is here. See, that's the good thing. You know. I may not know your enemy because you may not know mine. Because really, I declare I don't have none. If they have any, let them speak or forever hold their peace. See, I don't have any. But you know yours, and I know mine. Really, I know mine because if I find one that I know the enemy, I'm going to make peace with him quick. I want to be just like, I'm trying to be just like God. I don't care what y'all say. I'm going to be just like God for us all over with. Just like him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, hey, I truly thank you guys. And hey,